You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
Now is the time, Frank.
So I've heard.
So I've heard multiple times. Today, or should I say now, is the time to recognize today's biggest fan. We got to get back on track on these.
Yeah, no kidding.
Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Ryan Hunter in El Cajon. Hooray.
Dang.
Ryan Hunter, give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 97thefanSD.com/biggestfan. Ryan Hunter in El Cajon. Ryan Hunter. Paging Ryan Hunter. 10 minutes to call. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. That was a bad time to get a telemarketer call.
Guys, we need to pick it up. We really need to pick it up. Gwen and Chris had all of their callers call in last week. We have qualified the least amount of the three shows.
We got too many people that are shopping right now.
We've got to pick this up here, guys.
Pick up the pace.
There's no competition, but we're making it a competition to see who qualifies the most people on what show. We are very not winning that right now.
Well, we didn't call Nate's name, so.
There it is.
Or Trav.
If I stop Gracie. Picking AI names. Yeah,
that's, I know, that's right. You know what? If you stop making up names for this, we'd probably have a chance. I mean, Ryan Hunter, such a generic name. Are you two first names? Really, Frank?
I'm trying to.
Two first names?
I'm trying to make it easier. There's bound to be somebody out there named Ryan Hunter.
There's got to be at least one or two Ryan Hunters in El Cajon. Anyway.
At least by accident.
When we go to break, we're going to give away tickets to Aztec basketball against Lamar at Viejas Arena. When we go to break, be the fifth caller and you'll win Aztec tickets. When we go to break, though, anybody that calls in before, no. Doesn't count. when we go to break. All right. The big news today for Padres land, which is different than Birdland. Hey, Birdland.
Hey, Birdland.
There it is. We're going to Birdland tomorrow.
We are.
Which Birdland are we going to? They have multiple bird teams out there.
I'll be bringing an umbrella either way.
Why?
How many birds flying around?
It's true. There's a lot of Orioles and Ravens and stuff out there, apparently.
I'm not taking any chances. It's a finite amount of clothes.
The stadiums are right next to each other, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. Here is what the report was from Kevin Acey yesterday. We've talked about this a lot, and we're going to hear from AJ Preller in a second. Here it is. Two sources familiar with the Padres discussion say Preller is shooting big. One source said the Padres are working multiple fronts that could result in deals that rival the massive trade in which they acquired four major leaguers in exchange for Juan Soto and Trent Grisham at their winter meetings 2 years ago. Another source said Preller's plans coming to fruition would make the deals he made at the past two trade deadlines pale in comparison. The sources who were not authorized to speak publicly provided no further details, and that is the way winter meetings go. There is often difficulty in discerning speculation from rumors and either one from a nugget of information with actual traction. If there is truth to the scuttle that the Padres are listening to offers for starting pitcher Nick Pivetta, it is one of the more glaring examples of the fact that Preller rules out virtually nothing and explores virtually everything. Well, AJ Preller was on MLB Network, and they... Are you ready for this?
Yes.
And they asked them about the report this morning by Kevin Acey. Here's what AJ Preller said on MLB Network today.
AJ Preller, you're always a man of mystery here at the winter meetings. I just read the Kevin Acey article. What are your thoughts on hearing that you're shooting big?
I mean, I think it's the time of year where, you know, all front offices, and Rick knows, you're in these rooms and you have all kinds of ideas and thoughts flying, and 99% of them don't come to fruition. So I think for us, we try to be prepared. You know, where we feel like we have a good feel for what our team needs and our club needs. And some years we've made moves at the meeting, some years we haven't. You know, ultimately there's a lot of time between now and spring training. And you know, we've had some years where we've been doing press conferences in Peoria, you know, for Machado, or last year for Nick Pivetta, and pulling off trades later for Dylan Cease. So we'll see. We'll see where it all plays out.
Are there any untouchable players on your roster?
Yeah, I mean, again, like anything, you want to listen. I mean, you want to be able to listen to hear what people are going to say. That's the only way to find out more information and hear what's out there. But we like our team, you know. I mean, we've had a club that's been in the playoffs now back-to-back years, and a team over the last, you know, four out of the last six in the playoffs with a chance to win the World Series. And you only do that with really good players on the field. We've got a great foundation, a great group, and you know, ultimately, it's nice to go into these meetings looking for to fill a few different specific holes and not, you know, looking to revamp the whole thing.
I'm a big body language guy. I was watching when you put that front end, and I was trying to read him. He was looking at he nothing, no reaction to it.
So what does that mean?
No, I'm saying we're not going to know. He could be.
I'm a big body language. I watch in the morning when you do that D Rose snorkeling thing, and you got you know, some of that stuff you pull off. And I've got different thoughts for you based on some of the stuff I watch.
All right,
I'm watching you too, DeRozan.
All right, let's go. Awesome. Let's go.
Well, there you go.
That's awesome. Big body language guy. AJ's good. He doesn't reveal anything in these. We've listened to AJ for years now. He doesn't allude to anything. He doesn't allude to anything.
Worst to play poker with, AJ Preller or a guy counting cards?
Probably AJ Preller.
I would, yeah.
I mean, he like everything that he answered there was, you know,
it's your standard say anything.
He didn't say anything. He's probably great at poker. Probably great at a lot of things. Great at lying games. But I didn't get anything out of that. I didn't think we're gonna get anything out of that. But he said it without saying it. I think, you know, he's obviously working on stuff. He didn't want to allude to that there's no players untouchable. He wanted to do the due diligence. I mean, this is everything that we've seen out of AJ Preller for the last 10, 11, whatever many years it's been, Frank.
Yeah, no, this is his game, and he's really, really, really good at it. He does not show his hand until it's time to let it out. And I, again, that was saying everything without saying anything from a classic AJ Preller right there.
So they're probably working on a lot of stuff. They're probably calling about a lot of things. I mean, how many times have we heard in a press conference after the trade deadline that they were working on multiple things? And then how about all the reports about deals that almost happened that Kevin Acey reports later on about how, you know, the Padres almost traded Jackson Merrill for Shohei Ohtani. They were working on that. Or, you know, they entertained potentially signing Bryce Harper or whatever it may be. We've heard those stories a lot, and I bet you we're going to hear even more of those stories in a year or maybe even like a couple weeks later or whenever they want to get rid of some of the information, when some of the sources feel comfortable of leaking some information about what this winter meetings was like for the San Diego Padres and what deals they were working on. Because it sounds like they're working on a lot of different stuff right now. And I think AJ Preller has done some of his best work with budget constraints and getting creative. And you get to see AJ Preller get really creative with the budget that he currently has.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it goes back to what we were saying, I believe, earlier in the show or yesterday. Your job as the general manager, when you go to the GM meetings or when you go to the winter meetings, is you are turning every stone over. Every option has to be explored. Otherwise, you're not doing your job properly. Even stones that you know are never going to move, you still gotta kick it. See, maybe. Oh, there's a little bit of movement there this year. Maybe we can get enough leverage behind it to get it rolling. So he's just doing his job. That's why you don't. Until you see something really happen, that's why you don't look into the Fernando getting traded. You don't look into Jackson Merrill getting traded unless something really changes. That it's just a part of the job of being a general manager at these meetings.
I'm curious to see what I like the juicy information that comes out later, even though it's, you know, deals that didn't end up not happening. But I don't know. I got a feeling that something might be up their sleeve at this winter meetings. I mean, last year we didn't get too many of these rumors. We had like, they might be working on some things, but it wasn't a lot. Was it Nashville was last year?
I believe so.
I think so. There wasn't a lot really to talk about last year. This year it seems like there's a little bit more on the Padre front.
Yeah, and after this morning, things have really died down. There's not really much going on. We had the trade between Boston and the Angels. We've had a couple of minor league deals signed. So it's really slowed down after the two major signings that we had within the 15 minutes of Schwarber and Diaz.
And, you know, that should be expected. I mean, it's, what, 4 o'clock out there on the East Coast right now? 4:11. I mean, this is kind of the lull time for a little bit, and then it usually heats up around dinner time out there and when everybody starts hanging out at the hotel bars.
We've got our third different panel on MLB Network right now. So
already on the third show already? They've shifted out? That's awesome. The latest thing, we saw the three teams to watch in trade talks, Red Sox, Cubs, and Padres, and then the latest update we got from ESPN was Pete Fairbanks is a very popular player this offseason, which is what they've been reporting on for the last 2 weeks. So we've gotten everything out of the winter meetings for the day. We're going to keep you updated if anything else happens that's big. But when we come back, we recap week 14 of the National Football League. It finished last night with a exciting game between the Chargers and the Eagles. We'll talk about that and get you the NFL whip around when we come back in the 1 o'clock hour on the Brayton Suprenant Show. San Diego Summer Sports Station 97.3. The Fan. I already said it.
There's something we got to do.
I already said it. I said fifth caller when you go to break. I teased it before. That. Remember, fifth caller. You call in number 5. I already told you what you can win. We'll do it when we go to break. He's Frank.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
For Casey, I'm Braden Suprenant. This is the Braden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We are leading you up to Gwynn and Chris, who will continue the winter meetings coverage as a little bit of a dying down over in Orlando. This is kind of the time where things do die down a little bit. I mean, I've covered the winter meetings a couple of times now here in San Diego, and this is around 4 o'clock, 4:19 local times. It usually starts to have a little bit of a lull, and then it ramps back up again for the nightcap. And I'm sure we'll get some of that after they, you know, take a little nap. Rest up, all the meetings they've had today, meet themselves as organizations. I know they're doing a lot of different interviews and stuff throughout the afternoon and the morning and everything like that. So we will get you updated on anything that involves the Padres that happens during our show. But we got a lot of news in the National Football League. We're going to recap Week 14 right now with our NFL Whip Around.
All righty. Let's get to it, shall we? Sunday's games, we've already went over the Thursday game last week. Sunday's games, the Seattle Seahawks beating the Atlanta Falcons 37-9. This makes Seattle now one of three teams, I believe, in the NFL that have now double-digit wins. Atlanta now falls to 4-9.
Well, we talked about it during the whip-around preview that you didn't know what Atlanta Falcons team was going to show up. Yeah. Well, you got the team that has been showing up the last couple of weeks, and I think that's going to be the team that you see the rest of the season. Seattle rolls to another big victory. They're now 10-3 on the year, keeping pace with the rest of the NFC West, which looks to be very, very good. The Los Angeles Rams, if I'm not mistaken, have taken over the number one seed in the playoff picture in the NFC. Seattle not too far behind. They're tied for the number one seed right now in the National Football Conference. But LA's got the tiebreaker based on win percentage, so that puts them behind the eight ball. But look, San Francisco's not too far behind. They're a game back of LA and Seattle. This one's going to come down to the wire, and the difference between maybe a first-round bye and the last spot in the standings. I mean, look at the Chicago Bears. We're going to get to them in a second, but Chicago with the loss drops from 1-7. They went from having the one seed last week to potentially being left out of the playoffs. They'll have a game lead on Detroit. The NFC playoff picture is crazy. Yep. Moving on to the AFC side. This was a thriller in Buffalo in the snow.
Yes, it was. Buffalo Bills going 9-4 against the Cincinnati Bengals, who are now 4-9, 39-34. And this was a game that we said that if Cincinnati were to win this game, it would show that they are really, truly contenders in that AFC North. They did probably the next best thing.
Yeah, they got pretty close and gave Buffalo a scare. I think we just got a lot of tight contending teams in the National Football League. It's a benefit of the salary cap, right?
Yeah.
We talked about, I mean, Cincinnati gave them a run. And we'll see the final weeks. I mean, I didn't think Pittsburgh was going to be able to beat Baltimore, but there's a handful of weeks left, and all those teams are still playing each other, and I think it's anybody's game. You asked last week, do you think the division winner of the AFC North will have a losing record? I think so.
Yeah, I think that's all but confirmed at this point. The Tennessee Titans do the New York Giants a favor, as the Titans can't even lose properly. As they won against the Cleveland Browns 37-29. Titans now 2-11. Brownies 3-10. Reason why they do the Giants a favor is because now the New York Giants have the number one overall draft pick.
Well, you don't need a quarterback. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, you know.
And draft some linemen. It's not a great quarterback class.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. I was a little surprised by that win for the Titans. They were going against Shador, man.
Yeah.
How were they able to pull that off?
Shador, who has earned the right to be the every week starter for the Browns now.
There you go.
How about it?
Hey, how about ball coach McCoy, huh? How about Mike McCoy, huh?
Attaboy. The Minnesota Vikings blank the Washington Commanders 31-0. Vikings go to 5-8 on the year. Commanders down to 3-10. They have just been a mess this year.
They're a mess. They got Jaden Daniels back. Didn't happen. I mean, you got blanked by the team that got blanked the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Blanked the week before.
Yep.
They looked awful. Minnesota looked like they couldn't even, like, they weren't going to score another touchdown all year. And then they hung, what, 31 on Washington?
Yeah, 31-0.
I think a lot of Cowboys fans that thought that they could, like, continue to compete with Philly because Philly is just not really doing very well. They might have second thoughts. Like, they were hoping, because Philly's got Washington 2 out of the last 3 weeks of the season. They were hoping for a split. I don't think that's going to be the case. I'd be shocked if Washington wins another game. I mean, this week's the best chance. They got New York, but it's on the road. And knowing the Giants, they probably play themselves out of the number one pick by beating Washington on the weekend. So, yeah, they're bad.
Speaking of New York, the New York Jetropolitans did not have a fun time, as a matter of fact, against the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins improved to 6-7. Jets fall to 3-10 with a 34-10 loss in front of about 25 people in MetLife Stadium.
Jets are eliminated now from contention.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are. Jets, Browns, Raiders, and Titans all eliminated from the AFC. NFC's got the Falcons, Cardinals, Saints, Commanders, and Giants all eliminated. Next one on the list is the Bengals. And then the Dolphins, who won that game, now with the win, tied with the Ravens and the Chiefs at 6-7. Still kind of hanging around if you're Miami, but I don't know. Not that great.
Moving on. The 3-10 New Orleans Saints. How about that? Beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. See, this is why you need Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah.
Bucs now 7-6 after a 24-20 loss at home to the Saints.
They're staying alive. They're tied with Carolina now. I mean, there's a possibility that Carolina can win that division. I mean, there's 4 weeks left. Atlanta's 3 games out. Maybe Atlanta can win the division. For as good and competitive the NFC West is and the NFC North is.
AFC North. Oh, NFC North too. You're right.
The NFC North is more, yeah. The AFC North is competitive because they suck. That's the same thing with the NFC South. They're competitive because they all suck. I mean, maybe the Falcons can climb out of a hole. Yeah. I doubt it. Not the way that they played, but Carolina, I think Carolina is going to sneak into the playoffs. Tampa has not looked good the last couple of weeks, and losing to the Saints is not great. Their secondary is not good. And what did Eddie Brown say on the show on Thursday? Start the Saints quarterback in fantasy. He's going to have a good day. He did. He had a couple of he didn't have any passing touchdowns. He had a couple of rushing touchdowns, though. That's a tough loss for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home.
You ready for this one, Braden? We got to sing it together. You ready?
Yes.
This is our cult.
Oh, no.
This is
our
team. We have no Achilles. Daniel Jones down with an Achilles injury. Dud for the year. Colts fall to 8-5. Jacksonville Jaguars up at 9-4. 36-19 win.
I think we picked the Jags this week, did we not?
I remember us
picking the Jags. The Colts are starting to play better teams, and they're not doing very well. Now, Daniel Jones getting knocked out is not great.
Yeah, that's not.
But they got Seattle this weekend. Seattle is just annihilating people. And even if they have, because Phillip Rivers signed with the Colts, their practice squad, I'm sure they're going to try to get him up to speed as quickly as possible. Even with Phillip Rivers, even if he plays this week, he's not going to be prepared, in my opinion, to take on Seattle. That's a loss. Then the Colts host San Francisco, who is right there in contention in the NFC West. Then the Colts have the Jags again. And then the Colts finish the season at Houston. You want to wonder why Phillip Rivers got brought in?
I would not expect Phillip Rivers to play this weekend.
He's going to have to play next weekend.
Yeah, I would expect him to play not this week, next week, would be my expectation.
I mean, Shane Steichen, his quarterback, Phillip Rivers is going to know the system. There's nobody else that's going to be on the open market that you're going to be able to get that's going to fill in and help you out. It's past the trade deadline in the National Football League. Desperate times call for desperate net measures. And right now, I don't remember who the backup is for the Colts, but you're better off with 44-year-old Phillip Rivers than you are with him, who, by the way, is like the same age as Phillip Rivers' oldest daughter. His oldest daughter's older than Tyler Warren, who just got drafted.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just like, he gets picked up. Now, all of a sudden, his Hall of Fame thing resets. The fact that he got picked up. He doesn't even have to play.
Yeah.
I know B. Wilson put that in the chat. But that's an interesting game. I looked at that schedule. Even with a healthy Daniel Jones, who has had a decent season, there's a potential, like the way they've been playing, that they go 0-4 in their next four games anyway. Seattle, San Francisco, Jacksonville, and Houston. We talked about, what did we? We said it like early in the season. I thought the Colts were fake good. And somebody was popping off like, what about now? They beat the Broncos, whatever it was. And you know what?
Look,
what's the saying on this show, Frank?
It changed, but to be fair, their season is over now. But it's not because they lost to a couple bad teams, because their quarterback is out.
They were starting to fall down, though.
They were. They were.
I mean, go look at the Colts season that they have had. They started off great, right? Started off the season great. Started off the season, I think they were 7-1 to start the year.
I believe, yeah.
They have now lost four out of the last five, and their only win is against the Falcons.
Yeah, it's not.
Look at the teams that they beat. Miami, 6-7. They beat Denver on what was a leveraging call. Called against the Broncos, which led to the Colts attempting another field goal to win, and they won. Otherwise, Denver would have won that game. They beat the Titans. They played the Rams, who are good, lost. Beat the Raiders, the Cardinals. The win at the Chargers is good. Then the Titans again. They got one good win in that group. The Denver game was kind of a fluke. They played the Steelers and lost. They beat the Falcons. Then they played three good teams in a row, and Kansas City's kind of mediocre. L, and now they got to take on Seattle, San Francisco, the Jags again, and Houston. Phillip Rivers is going to have to, I mean, he's going to have to do the Lord's work to try to make this thing happen.
Speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Steelers have taken control of the AFC North. Steelers with a 7-6 record as they played the Ravens 6-7. They had a surge and have fallen off. Over the last couple of weeks, Steelers beating the Ravens 27-22.
I'm surprised by that. That's a good win for the Steelers. They split now with Baltimore, I think.
I believe
on the season. I don't think they play each other again. They might. I mean, you never know. In this day and age of the NFL, they might play them next week for no reason. No, they play them at the end of the year. I think Baltimore splits with them, to be honest with you. I'm a little surprised by that victory for Pittsburgh, but hey, they're staying alive, staying in there now, back in first in the AFC North.
Yep, they are. Two teams with the same record, just flip reversed. A lot of people were saying it like this.
Oh, the Denver Broncos!
After they saw that late touchdown by the Raiders to flip the betting line, Broncos beating the Raiders 24-17.
Raiders are so bad. I was talking with my friends last night. He said, like, the Chargers, he loves the Chargers social media team.
Yeah.
He was like, why can't the Raiders at least do that? Like, just troll teams all the time just for fun. Like, just troll the four teams that we're going to beat that year, the two or three teams we're going to beat that year. Just pump all, what is it going to cost? Like $80,000 to do that? For a good social media person?
Well, there you
like,
go.
Just embrace being the team that sucks. Embrace the suck.
Just someone
just
who
embrace
doesn't
it.
Care.
Make it fun. Because that's the only thing really working out for the for the Raiders. I mean, they traded for a guy that got Pete Carroll fired in Seattle the first time. They brought him in to trade Geno Smith. He hadn't been blank. Such a bad organization. They're just always going to lose. Commitment to excellence. Just win, baby.
Well,
they haven't done any of that in decades.
Speaking of just winning, the Green Bay Packers taking a victory 28-21 at Lambeau Field in the freezing cold. They now hold a half a game lead, and that half a game is because of the tie in the NFC North against a team that is known as
the Bears.
We thought that was going to be the case. Green Bay's good.
Yeah.
They got to play them at home. Green Bay is going to Chicago in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these division games are like that right now?
It's ridiculous.
I think Green Bay gets them again in Chicago. I think Green Bay is the best team in that division. I think the Lions are pretty close second, but you know the Bears beat them up on Thanksgiving. So we'll see how the standings play out. I think that the Bears have flirted with disaster, and they might be on spent time.
Yeah. I don't think there's too much to say about this one. The 10-3 LA Rams beating the 3-10 Arizona Cardinals, 45-17.
That happened.
Then we go to Sunday night, as the Houston Texans are now 8-5 after beating a lifeless.
He draws the foul.
Oh, sorry. I mean, Kansas City Chiefs. My bad. 20-10. The final score. Kansas City is, I've been saying it all year, they're no good.
They're not very good.
And they're proving it every single week.
They haven't been good for the last kind of couple of years. They've had the benefit of the doubt with some home stuff and some late heroics by people that are not even playing in the game on the field. But the Texans defense is good.
I'll tell you one team that's also proving to be not as good as people thought they were. That would be the
E-L-G-L-E-S Eagles!
They're about as good as her spelling.
How do you lose 22-19 to the Chargers in overtime and not look competitive in the game at all?
Your quarterback throws four picks and almost threw a fifth.
And sets an NFL record for turning the ball over twice.
On the same flipping play. Eagles fans, I got news for you. The Jalen Hurts thing was never going to be the answer. I know he's won two Super Bowls and the team has won two Super Bowls. But then when you win Super Bowls, my friends are tired of me talking about this, but when you win Super Bowls, you got to start paying people. And when you pay people, you got to pay the people that can help carry the team because you can't pay the other people on the team. The roster for the Eagles was great. Those two Super Bowl years, they had arguably one of the best offensive and defensive lines, and they won with not having to pay Jalen Hurts. As soon as you had to pay Jalen Hurts, he had to be the guy that carried the team, and guess what he has done since trying to carry the team? It's not been very good.
Nope.
They can't throw the ball that well. He made a couple of throws in those years that made things work out for him, but he had unlimited time. Now everybody's blaming the O-line. Hey, you know what? You couldn't pay for all those guys all the time. All of a sudden, they start to create cracks, and I think Eagles fans are starting to learn that Jalen Hurts is not a franchise quarterback. But that's a look at the whip around. Good win for the Chargers last night.
It's fun for some while it lasted.
Overreactions to the week of the NFL when we come back, and updates on the winter meetings if we get any, as we finalize the finish up the show on the Braden Soprano Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station 97 through the Fan. All right.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We want to get to some more football talk in just a little bit. Any updates that we have potentially on the winter meetings, as this is a time where things kind of tend to die down a little bit. We have had a lot to talk about today on the show when it comes to the payroll for the Padres, when it comes to biggest needs, when it comes to potentially making some big trades, blockbuster trade. That was the news that came out last night. Latest stuff today that we haven't talked about yet. White Sox have a high bar for dealing Luis Robert Jr. Didn't we already do this saga?
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds very familiar to what we heard back in July.
Yeah, in his first 31 games of the All-Star break, Luis Robert Jr. demonstrated what kind of impact he could have. He hit .298 with a .456 slug, clubbing five homers and stealing five bases. Throughout Robert's career, the talk has been about his possible impact if he ever remained injury-free, and that was an example of it. But then Robert got hurt again, and the White Sox, with very little future payroll obligation, picked up his $20 million option. For 2026... White Sox are likely to keep Robert into the 2026 season and maybe beyond. The team holds another $20 million club option for 2027, a year of club control that could make Robert look even more attractive in trade if the 28-year-old is able to stay on the field and generate the kind of high-end production the White Sox enjoyed last summer. They're basically hanging on to him to have a good first half of the season. They could trade him at the deadline.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And that's what they tried to do last year and never pulled the trigger on it.
Before we get to the overreactions for Week 14 of the NFL, the standings for the NFL right now and the way that things play out, this thing's coming down to the wire for a lot of teams. Like,
oh yeah,
Dallas at 6-6-1, 10th best team right now in the NFC, have they could still win the division, and it's not crazy if you look at the playoff machine. Mm-hmm. Carolina can still win their division. They can also make it as a wild card. Detroit is right there on Chicago's tail. I mean, you look at the NFC playoff picture right now. The Rams have the one seed at 10-3. And then your other division winners for the 2, 3, and 4 seeds are Green Bay at 9-3-1, Philly at 8-5, and Tampa at 7-6. Seattle also 10-3, tied with the Rams for the number one seed. I mean, it looks like the number one seed's probably going to come from the NFC West, maybe even the North, if Green Bay stays around. But Seattle's there at the 5, San Francisco at 6, Chicago the 7. Chicago and San Francisco are tied at 9-4. Detroit is a game back from them. Carolina is 2 games back. No more bye weeks now in the NFL. And Dallas, with that tie, makes things a little bit more complicated, but they're 2 games back as well, roughly 2 games back of a wild card spot. They can also potentially win the division, as mentioned before. In the AFC, I mean, Cincinnati can still win the division. It's not crazy that Cincinnati can win the division at 8-9. Now, they can't lose any more games. And that loss to Buffalo really hurt, but Cincinnati finished the season. They have Baltimore this week, who they beat in Baltimore on Thanksgiving. They got Miami on the road, which could be a little bit of a trap. They got Arizona at home, and then they finished with Cleveland. Cincinnati can win those 4 games, but they need a little bit of help. Baltimore is sitting at 6-7 currently. They'd have to finish the season 2-2 for the Bengals to potentially, you know, win the division. Ravens have the Patriots next week, or sorry, in 2 weeks. They got the Ravens have Cincinnati this weekend, as mentioned before. Then they got New England. They got to play Green Bay, and they have to play Pittsburgh one more time. So 2-2 is not crazy. I mean, Baltimore probably might go 1-3. And then you look at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's got to play Miami, Cleveland, the other Detroit, which is difficult. They got to play the Ravens again. Mm-hmm. That division's up for grabs. You look at the AFC West with Denver, Kansas City, and L.A., and Kansas City, even though they're at 6-7, are right there on the doorstep. Chargers got to play Kansas City this week. I mean, if the Chiefs beat the Chargers, all of a sudden things change a little bit in the AFC West. Chargers got to play the Dallas Cowboys on the road. Kansas City's got the Titans. Chargers got to play the next week after that. They got the Houston Texans, who are probably in a spot to potentially win the division, if not finish with a high wild card spot. And then they got to finish the Chargers do with the Broncos at the end of the year. Kansas City's got the Raiders and the Broncos mixed in as well. They could potentially pass the Chargers in the standings and get the 7th seed in the AFC wild card picture. I mean, there's just a lot of teams that are still readily alive in both of the NFL leagues, and this thing's going to come down to the last couple of weeks. It's going to be fun to watch. I mean, we got 4 weeks left in the National Football League. What are the biggest overreactions for week 14?
It's almost like parody's a good thing.
Parody's great. Like, this is fun. All these teams are in it. It's awesome. You love parody in leagues.
Salary caps are fun too, you know?
They are. Unless you're a player. They're fun for the fans, though.
Yeah.
Keep things interesting.
They'll get over it. The Patriots had their bye week this week, so the Bills' victory on Sunday shaved half a game off the Patriots' division lead and left Buffalo 2 games back with 4 to play. The Bills lost to the Pats in Buffalo earlier this season, so a Pats victory next week would effectively clinch the division for New England because Buffalo would be 3 games back with 3 to play and would lose the head-to-head tiebreaker. That being known, this overreaction seems a little ridiculous. The Bills-Patriots decides the AFC East this year.
Dan Graziano comes up with the overreactions, and we react to said overreactions. Overreaction number one, next week's Bills-Patriots games will decide the AFC East. I don't think so. I look at the remaining schedule. I mean, the Patriots will have the Bills. I think they lose that game, and I still think they win the division. I think they even have a chance of getting the number one seed if you go play on the playoff machine. I mean, Buffalo has a very favorable schedule to play out, but the Patriots, here's what the Patriots have. New England in week 16 is going to take on the Ravens, which after you saw the Ravens play, it's not out of the realm of possibility to go win in Baltimore. Buffalo's got Cleveland. The Patriots in week 17 have, I'm pretty sure, the Jetropolitans, if I'm not mistaken. New England's got the Jets in week 17. The Bills have the Eagles, which is going to be a battle. And then in week 18, the final week of the season, yes, the Bills have the Jets. Pats have the Dolphins at home. I think New England's going to win three of their next four games. I think they're going to go 3-1, and that's including losing to Buffalo, and they'll finish a game in front of the Bills. So, no, I'm selling it. I don't think that game is going to be the ultimate deal, because I think Buffalo wins this weekend and still doesn't get the division.
I would agree with that. On Sunday, the Colts lost in Jacksonville, which they do every year. They have not won there since 2014, and they play there every year. But the circumstances of this defeat feel far more dire than normal. The loss dropped the Colts out of first place in the AFC South. They now sit at 8-5, one game behind the Jags, and a half a game ahead of the Houston Texans, pending their game against. So now they're tied with the Chiefs. Moreover, and perhaps more significantly, quarterback Daniel Jones suffered what is feared and has been confirmed is a torn right Achilles during the first quarter. The Colts' incredibly promising season has hit the skids, and they've lost three in a row and four of their last five. Their final four games in order: at Seattle, versus San Francisco, and versus Jacksonville, at Houston. The Colts are buy or sell. The Colts are in trouble, not just for this season, but for the foreseeable future as well.
I buy that for sure. I disagree with Dan Graziano. I think they're going to lose their next four games. He says it's not that big of a deal. I think it is. And also on top of that, Daniel Jones played well enough where it's like, hey, maybe this guy's a future quarterback, but with an Achilles injury, he's not going to be. I don't think he had anything out of Anthony Richardson Sr., and now you're in quarterback purgatory if you're the Indianapolis Colts. Because here's the other thing. If they go 8-9, those next four games, they go 8-9, they're not getting a high draft pick.
No.
They're not going to be able to fix their quarterback problem next year. They're going to have to go find a Sam Darnold-type player and sign him during the offseason and then hope that the next draft is something better. They're in a jam right now because you need a good quarterback to succeed in the National Football League, at least a competent one. I hope Phillip Rivers has a lot of success. He's not a long-term solution. They have no long-term solution at quarterback. Yes, I'm buying this. The Colts are definitely in big trouble after losing their quarterback and Riley Leonard being a little banged up and have to bring in Phillip Rivers. They're in trouble.
Yeah, they do have some serious problems. Mike Tomlin's Steelers held on for a 27-22 victory in Baltimore on Sunday to move back into first place in the AFC North. A division seemingly nobody wants to win. Pittsburgh is now 7-6, one game in front of the Ravens, and three games ahead of the Bengals, whose season is on life support after Sunday's loss in Buffalo. No one in the AFC North has a positive point differential on the season, something that can also be said about the NFC South, and only Pittsburgh has a winning record. Steelers will play Miami on Monday Night Football next week and then go to Detroit in week 16, on the road to Cleveland in 17, and then we'll finish up at home against the Ravens. If the Steelers go 2-2 or even 1-2-1, Tomlin will continue one of the most remarkable streaks in coaching history. His 19th season as head coach for the Steelers, and has never finished with a losing record. Buy or sell, he's going to do it.
No, he's not. I'm selling that. They're going to go 8-9. He's going to miss it by a game. He's not going to do it. The other overreactions that Dan Graziano put out: Fernando Mendoza will be the Raiders quarterback next season. I'll buy that. I think they're going to be drafting a quarterback. He's the best one on the market. Did they get the number one seed? The number one draft pick, maybe. Lions are going to overtake the Packers and win the NFC North. I will sell that as well. Their schedule's more difficult than the Packers to finish out the season. Tomorrow's show, last show in San Diego, and then we'll be in Baltimore for 2 days. We're going to talk, obviously, anything that happens with Major League Baseball and the San Diego Padres on the next show, and keep you updated on everything you need to know for the football week. Frank Marchese, I'm Braden Suprenant. Gwynn and Chris coming up next. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.